This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. When production is running slow, it's hard to know where problems originate. Is it your application code, users, or the underlying systems? I've got $5 on DNS, personally. Why scroll through endless dashboards while dealing with alert floods, going from tool to tool to tool that you employ, guessing at which puzzle pieces matter? Context switching and tool sprawl are slowly killing both your team and your business. You should care more about one of those than the other. Which one is up to you? Drop the separate pillars and enter a world of getting one unified understanding of the one thing driving your business, production. With Honeycomb, you guess less and know more. Try it for free at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Observability, it's more than just hipster monitoring.
Hello and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. RSA is coming back to San Francisco in 2 weeks. They have declined to issue me a press pass, so I'm going to go about it the old-fashioned way by paying money. Surely this is going to end well for everyone. I'll be reporting from there, so you don't have to go yourself. Now let's see what happened in the world of AWS security. We start with the community. While it's not exactly AWS specific, I found a deep dive with a security emphasis into Google Cloud Build from last year. It's worth a read if you wonder how people go about exploring services for vulnerabilities. Andrea Brancaleone found an ELB header security issue. AWS fixed it, but the only write-up I can find is a Twitter thread, so who knows what's real anymore? An article on "You Can't Opt Out of Citizen Development" absolutely speaks to me in some odd and probably concerning ways. I think I'm going to have to expand on the topic in some depth soon. It's like office politics. You can't opt out. You're forfeiting. And in a refreshing change of policy, the DOJ has announced it won't prosecute white hat security researchers anymore. "You found a bug in a system, now you get to worry about jail time," has been a very real concern for vulnerability research for decades now. A couple of things from AWS of note. Choosing the right certificate revocation method in ACM Private CA. Yeah, my preferred method has always been to close the AWS account and change my company's domain name twice a year to be safe. You probably want a better strategy.
This episode is sponsored in parts by our friend EnterpriseDB. EnterpriseDB has been powering enterprise applications with PostgreSQL for 15 years, and now EnterpriseDB has you covered wherever you deploy PostgreSQL. On-premises, private cloud, and they just announced a fully managed service on AWS and Azure called Big Animal, all one word. Don't leave managing your database to your cloud vendor because they're too busy launching another half dozen managed databases to focus on any one of them that they didn't build themselves. Instead, work with the experts over at EnterpriseDB. They can save you time and money. They can even help you migrate legacy applications, including Oracle, to the cloud. To learn more, try Big Animal for free. Go to biganimal.com/snark and tell them Corey sent you.
And also, AWS has put out a somewhat controversial security maturity model, and it's available at a truly baffling domain here. maturitymodel.security.aws.dev. Okay. It gets a lot right, but it's also very AWS service-centric, and some of those services are pretty expensive, folks. And finally, it turns out there's a super useful list of AWS API calls that return credentials out on GitHub. And I had no idea there were so many of these. It's worth a look. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production. stay humble.